I don't know if he's still up or if he's gone to bed. Please welcome NHL Insider for Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada, brought to you by McAlpine, Ford, Lincoln, and Aurora, Elliot Friedman, Friege.
Actually, I'm still thrown by Favreau's news that the Major League Baseball season doesn't begin in December. I wasn't aware of that until he said it.
I'm just reminding people because everybody's freaking out.
Well, for good reason. Everything they said they were going to do, A, they didn't do, and the things they wanted to do, they lost at. So, you know, you didn't do it, and when you tried to do it, you lost at doing it. And Friege, you would know better than me, and I know you're a big Blue Jays fan as well. But was that, so far, I mean, we're 0-for, right? I mean, I don't count Steve Pierce as a massive addition, but we are 0-for, even to the point where the guys who want to sign here, now the Blue Jays don't want. So it's just unbelievable to me.
Yeah, it's a weird off season. You know, the one thing is, there's always somebody big who signs late in baseball. Like a few years ago, it was Prince Fielder. Michael Bourne did that too. So, you know, there's no cap, right? I mean, there's a tax, but there's no cap. So there's usually somebody big who signs late, and that's what you're probably throwing all your hope in if you're a Blue Jay fan right now.
Yeah, but who is there? I mean, you know, you've seen most of the heavy lifting done already.
You know, I wonder where this Edwin thing is going to end up.
Now that Fowler's gone and that money's gone?
Yeah. Or just, you know, and just in, I mean, he's still out there, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe he's the guy this year. Maybe he's that Prince Fielder. He's that Michael Bourne. He goes somewhere. You know, maybe there's always some team that, and I remember it happened with both these guys, that feels the pressure of not having done something in the off season, or someone gets hurt. In spring training or just before it. Baseball, in hockey, because of the cap, this July 1 rush where everybody signs that day, baseball is a slower moving animal. So as long as Edwin is lurking out there, I'm sure people won't give up hope that somehow it'll work back together.
Speaking of failures, Elliot Friedman, our guest, not you.
I was going to say, that's a really nice introduction.
Speaking of failures, here's Elliot. No.
You sound like my dad.
What did he want you to be, Elliot?
Anything but what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, my dad asked me not long ago if I was going to get a job soon. Going to get a real job soon? No, I'm good. But I wanted to ask you, how is it possible that the Las Vegas Golden Knights, or so they're called right now, didn't Google that name before they named their franchise the Las Vegas Golden Knights, as it was found out their trademark for that that name and the organization was rejected because there is a school in New York State that actually has the name for a team of the Golden Knights?
You know, that was weird because, remember, the whole thing was they wanted to be the Black Knights or the Knights of some kind, and they had to deal with Army and they had to deal with the London Knights, and it sounded to me like they had done a lot of due diligence. So I was really surprised when that came out the other day. This is going to end with a check of some kind. They're probably just going to have to pay this school a little bit of money. And the other thing somebody was telling me yesterday was, apparently it wasn't the school that complained. It was the trademark office that said, you know, hey, there's a tie-in here, so we can't approve this. So that just simply says to me that there's somebody in that office who said, look, I don't want any problems in case somewhere down the road there becomes an issue. So this sounds like either the school will say, don't worry about it, or they'll just have to cut a check. It sounds like the league isn't too concerned about it.
Elliot, are the NHL players going to the Olympics in 2018?
You know, I got to tell you, George, I always believe it's going to happen. I remember in 2006, right after Italy, the week after, we did an interview with Ed Snyder where he said, you know, we're not going to this again. You know, we don't like it. We don't like going over, especially when it's overseas. They don't like it when it's not in prime time. And they've gone every time since. They've gone twice, once in Vancouver and once in Russia. So I always think it's always posturing, and they'll eventually cut a deal. And my inclination is to think that again, but I've never been as pessimistic as I am right now. I think Bettman is being honest when he says that the owners don't want to go. I think he's being honest when he says there's Olympic fatigue, as he used that word yesterday. But I do think, knowing kind of what's going on right now, that he will go and he will tell the owners we are going if they get labor get extension of the labor deal with it. I think it's that important to him and that important to the owners that if they can get 3 extra years of no lockout, no strike, I think they'll go. So it's just a matter of what they can negotiate in the next 5 to 8 weeks.
Last night, interesting game because I think we're seeing the emergence of something, and not the Flyers or the Oilers, but 6-5 Flyers win. They're on fire. Oilers drop one. McDavid with a couple of points, a goal and an assist. But interesting how he went after Manning. He was a dude that that hit him last year, and then Connor McDavid basically this morning said, "Yeah, he told me he meant to hurt me last year when he broke my collarbone." They got into it. But you're seeing it increasingly, and this is what I find interesting. With the success, obviously, comes a little confidence. You're seeing Connor McDavid, you know, last week he did a swear word and was visibly upset about the concussion protocol, and he's now mixing it up and speaking his mind. I wanted to know what you made of Connor McDavid. We know his skill and talent's undeniable, but it seems like he's becoming a little more surly even in his second year.
Well, first of all, I love it. I mean, I think that I'm never ever going to criticize an athlete for speaking their mind. You know, we complain that hockey players are boring, and then we complain when people come out and say stuff. So I say, good on him. If that's the way you really feel, don't hesitate to express yourself. And if you're he's going to be the best player in the league at some point, and he's going to be the best player in the league for a long time. And I don't mind a guy like that saying what he really feels. I think the other thing too is that some of it is probably frustration. You know, the Oilers, like that's a game last night. You jump out, you have several leads, you can't hold them. You absolutely cannot stop those guys. And he's probably angry that they lost the game. And of course, he's angry earlier in the week that he has to come out of the game. So, you know, he's a frustrated guy. You know, this is a guy obviously who played in won a lot of games in junior. He's not used to losing as much as he's losing right now. It pisses you off. It makes you upset. You know, I remember, you know, Raptors first year, Damon Stoudemire, I think he lost 7 games in his last 2 years of college, and he came to the Raptors and he lost 60 in his first season. And he was sitting there saying, I can't stand this. I've never lost as much. And I'm sure that that's exactly what's going through McDavid's head. You know, last night, I'd be very curious. I wish that guys were mic'd up in that game last night because I'd love to know what was said. Like, I wonder if Manning was just saying that to drive him crazy and make him upset. And it did, clearly. So sometimes guys just, as you know, they say stuff to throw you off your game. And obviously, between that and a frustrating loss, it really, you know, I can understand why McDavid was mad last night.
I never see anything to get people going. I never have.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Never happened.
No. Nope.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No one's ever talked about the things that come out of my mouth and how they ruffle other people's feathers. I don't
never.
Know what you're
talking
about.
Elliot, what are my Habs going to do at center ice?
You know, everybody's been talking about Martin Hanzel this week. He's probably the best option that we know of that's available out there. You know, the one thing I was told, though, in the middle of the week, I didn't see their game last night against Calgary, but their centers were Hanzel, Christian Dvorak, who's a rookie, and two guys, wingers, who are playing center in Martinook and Ryan White. So they're kind of sitting there saying, we got to put some semblance of a team on the ice. So unless the offer is really good, I don't think he's going anywhere right now. I'm sure they're kicking the tires on Peter Holland. I'm sure they're kicking the tires on Ryan Spooner. I'm sure they're probably looking at a guy like Burmistrov out of Winnipeg who they've sent out an email that they'd like to trade. And I'm sure even a guy like Brian Boyle in Tampa. Like I think those are the kinds of guys that they're looking for a stopgap right now. And speaking of guys who are frustrated and mad, Carey Price last night.
That was awesome.
Love it.
I think that's the kind of thing they're looking at. Is there somebody we can find, George, who can get us through the next 6 to 8 weeks on a short-term basis?
I tell you what, I got a Peter Holland and a Joffrey Lupul for him. Mm. What about those guys?
And you know what? Robidoux lives in Quebec, so you can have him too, right?
Friedge, we got to go. I know you do too, but great job down there as always, and really appreciate you taking time this morning. Have a great weekend.
No worries, guys. Have yourselves a great weekend too.